Hey everyone, you're listening to the Reality Talk Show. I'm Ganesh Sharma.
I'm Naveen Kumar.
And I'm Praneet Kumar.
Awesome interviews. No. Hello everyone, welcome to the Reality Talk Show. I'm your host Ganesh Sharma, and here today we have with us a very special guest, Sanjana, aka the Hungry Backpacker. Hello Sanjana.
Hey everybody. Hi Ganesh. So yes, I am Sanjana. I'm a classical dancer and I work for Tesco Bengaluru as a senior analyst.
It's your first interview, right?
Yes.
All right, cool. You need not be nervous. This is a fun show. Everything is going to be cool. Before starting off with the main questions, I just have one personal question.
Yes, please.
How did you get the name The Hungry Backpacker?
Okay, I love eating food as well as traveling. So I found this interesting name called The Hungry Backpacker. So it's something related to food as well as travel.
That's nice. So me and Sanjana were part of a workshop that we were attending. I think this was close to 7 years ago.
2010.
Oh my God.
I finished my 10 then I joined came there.
And Sanjana's travel blog, her posts on Instagram has always been inspiring for me to visit places, to go to places, to explore places. That's what a key takeaway that I had when I was seeing Sanjana's post. And that is when I realized that I wanted to have you on my show because it's inspiring.
I am glad that I have been an inspiration to you through my simple small travel and trips.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I want to inspire more people like me who want to travel and they think it's very expensive. So I'm here today to tell that.
The reason why I liked your post more, because they were raw, they weren't photoshopped in any way, and you know, it was original. It is just the way how it is. It's not tricked or duped in any way to attract followers or to gain the social media attention, and that is where I really like your posts.
Cool. And the reason why I'm not posting an edited picture is basically I'll be honest, I don't know editing, so I just want people to look at what I have experienced.
Okay.
The way it is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to fake it and show it to people.
Okay, that's really nice. So we have a set of questions by me and my team that I'm going to be asking today.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Ready for the first question?
Yes.
Okay, the first question from the crew is, what started off with your journey as a travel blogger and what was your inspiration?
Inspiration for me to travel is my parents, because they travel a lot. And I used to accompany them for a few trips. And I started off all alone in 2005. I went on a few treks around Karnataka. And the satisfaction and the feeling that I get after reaching the peak is what inspired me to go back again and again. Even if it is a 5-6 hour horrible trek, you see the view, you touch the peak, and that's it. You just feel like refreshed and want to go back again.
That's nice. So the interesting part is you started off with our homestay Karnataka.
Yes.
Right? That is where you are.
The first trek of mine was Kumar Parvata, which is ideally and honestly the toughest trek.
Okay.
Takes around 13 kilometers one side.
Whoa, that's way too much.
And I had no prior experience of that. I just started off with a group of friends who just planned to go, and I said, I'm coming. And we didn't have food. We stayed there with sneakers for 2.5-3 days.
God.
That's what we ate. And we stayed in tents. And we were on painkillers more than the food, because it was the first experience. Nobody had anything, any training. That's when I felt like, okay, I have to come back, do more of the surfing.
Okay, so that is what took off a journey for you.
Not the first one. After that, I went to Kodchadri and Kudremukha, and that greenery attracted me. After that, a small travel to Mangalore and Gokarna. Okay, that's what I find it as a getaway.
Okay.
On a weekend, and started off going on Himalayan treks as well.
Whoa, Himalayan treks.
Yes.
I think some of the places that you have visited are like, they are the best places that you have visited, but which is the most interesting place that you have visited till date? The one that, you know, always makes you feel like, I want to go here again.
I would tell that it will be the first Himalayan trek of mine, that is the Valley of Flowers.
Okay.
There's another place called Hemkund.
Okay.
Which is the highest Gurudwar. You go there and you can see people dipping in the coldest water.
Uh-huh.
In a freezing temperature.
Whoa.
And it is a very difficult trek. So I will want to go back to experience that again, because the last time I went there, I mm-hmm. couldn't do that. I didn't take a dip.
Okay.
So I will want to go back, and yeah, it's on my next list again.
Nice. How did that place get the name Valley of Flowers? Is it like really full of flowers or something?
No, I mean, to be frank, it is very disappointing.
Okay.
I mean, you can Google the pictures and mm-hmm. it shows it's a place full of daffodils and all that flowers, colorful
flowers. Yeah, exactly. Yes.
No, that is not. I mean, Lal Bagh has more flowers than that place.
Okay.
So, I'm not very into Valley of Flowers. I want to go back only for the Hemkund trek there.
Okay. So how are the people like, the places you visit, the localites?
People are very warm, as far as I've traveled all over India. So okay. They're very warm and they're very helpful, except for Tamil Nadu and Kerala.
Okay.
Because people are so rude, because the first thing is you don't know their language. Mm-hmm. And the moment they get to know that you are an outsider, and especially from Karnataka, the way they treat you is very different.
Okay.
They start being rude and they just don't talk and try to converse in a different language, even if they know English.
Okay.
Tamil is what they speak and Malayalam is what they speak, so
yes.
That you don't understand.
In fact, as per my knowledge, even the signboards and the name boards of the shops
yes.
are in the local languages.
Yes, yes.
And we need to point Google Translators
True.
To find out.
True. Yeah, I mean, I always use the Google Maps.
Okay.
That is more comfortable and easy for me to travel.
Okay.
Even if you're starving to death, people, they just don't care.
How do you manage in places where you really don't know the language?
I just use phone. That is a lifesaver. Or if I am visiting a place which is very unknown to me,
mm-hmm.
I will take a friend of help of a friend who has visited that place previously.
Or knows the local language.
Yes. Not local language. I just get to know the details of all the details of
okay.
that place. So I'll plan it accordingly so that I don't face any situation that I cannot handle.
Okay, that's cool. Okay, this is a very interesting question and a personal question from my side as well. What's the usual gear you carry with you while you're traveling?
The thing is, carry less and travel more is my concept.
Minimalistic.
Yes.
Okay.
Because the more you carry, it is a burden to you
mm-hmm.
and you'll have to keep it in a safe place. So, backpack full of clothes, comfortable clothes
mm-hmm.
and I don't carry more.
Okay.
I carry less, so I keep repeating the clothes again and again.
Mm-hmm.
And I carry a hiking stick, which is very much,
okay.
much needed in the hiking places.
Mm-hmm.
Sunscreen.
Okay.
And cash, because usually you don't get the card. Your cards don't work in Himalayan places and rural places as well, so carry cash.
Is this the thing true that when you go to these trekking places, the only common available food on the peaks would be Maggi?
Yes, that is life-saving, I can say. And people who don't even look at Maggi as a food or
mm-hmm.
even a snack, they're crave for it.
Okay.
Because that's the only thing you can find tasty for that weather and temperature. And
mm.
how long can you eat chapati and aloo and gobi?
Yeah.
For South Indians like us, rice and the masala is
exactly.
very much needed.
I survive on rice sambar every day.
Yeah. I mean, at least one meal of the day should be
exactly.
rice.
Exactly, yes.
So, Maggi has all this, the masala, the taste and
okay.
instant food. So, yeah, people prefer that.
That's really nice. Another hot question for you. So, you're hustling between a regular day job and travel, right?
Yes.
So, it must really cost a fortune traveling to these places. The list of places that you have traveled goes 20 plus, actually. The list was just mind-blowing for me. And when I asked you, you said you just needed some time because you visited a lot of places. And so, how do you manage your expenses?
The list of places I have sent you is the only ones which I remember. So there are so many places which I don't remember because I started off with a very long ago,
mm-hmm.
4 to 5 years ago. So people, whomever I meet and whoever follows me on Instagram or anybody along with my colleagues and friends, they ask me the same question. How do you manage the cost?
Yeah.
So a simple suggestion is I am not very much into shopping. So I buy clothes only for the sake of wearing it. I mean, I'm not into going every month after I receive salary, go shop,
mm-hmm.
come back. So I utilize that amount I save every month. So I will plan the next trip according to the amount I have saved. So in case I can't save the amount this month, I will try to save more amount the next month and plan a better trip.
Okay.
And a bigger trip so that I can compensate the previous loss.
Like this Sochcast? Tune in for more with the Sochcast app from the Google Play Store.
How many trips do you travel on an average in a month?
Monthly ones is
monthly
compulsory. It differs. If it is the weekend trip that I go in a month, mm-hmm. I will plan for another one very soon. If it is a 4-5 days trip, monthly ones is...
Yeah, I've noticed like I see like Friday night or Saturday, I'll see a traveling post from you.
Yes. I just make random plans and go. Even if it is to Mysore, I don't mind going there 100 times.
My next question to you is, do you prefer to travel alone or in a group?
I prefer both because both gives a different experience. Traveling alone makes you realize how strong you are, what are your capabilities. And another advantage is you get to know people. Mm-hmm. If you're alone, you'll try to seek help. You'll mingle with other people. The one I went to the Valley of Flowers was from youth hostel. So because I didn't have a group of my own, I went and spoke to each one of them, and there were around 30 members in the batch.
Oh, okay.
So I am a friend with everybody, and I'm still in touch with all of them. So all of them are randomly placed across India. So I have people whom I know across India now. So if I want to plan, I have people there. So that is another advantage. And group is, I go out with random groups. I don't have a specific group where I go out with my college friends or school friends. Any random person, I know you, if I know you, for example, mm-hmm. and you have a group of friends who are traveling and you invite me, I'm openly going there.
That's
because
nice.
That's the way I am. I am very open. Mm-hmm. I am very fun-going person who can make friends like this.
Okay. Yeah, of course. I do know that.
Yes. So I like being with people. So mm-hmm. it's a new opportunity for me to know different people.
That's nice. So which is the place that you did your first solo travel?
Gokarna.
And how was that experience for you?
That was nice. Though it was a short trip, that was, I can say, enlightening for me.
Okay.
Because I went there out of frustration because I didn't know I was jobless at that time and I didn't know what I was doing in life. I wanted to travel and get into this field, but that is not going to help me survive in the long run.
Yeah.
That is what people tell as well, and that's what my parents told me as well. So I went there after I sat alone there on a beach just staring, doing nothing. And I came back home refreshed, and that's when I started searching for a job. And I said, why not do a boat together? I can do a job, corporate job as well, that will fund for all my trips.
Mm-hmm.
And I can keep traveling as well on weekends or whenever I can get time.
Okay.
So that trip taught me a lot. So that will be the memorable solo trip of mine.
That's nice. When you said you're traveling solo, what was your parents' reaction and your friends' reaction?
To be honest, I never told them until now.
The secret is revealed.
I know. I'll be in trouble when they listen to this as I go back home. Because every parents will have the fear of, especially a girl going all alone on a trip. So I just told them, going out with my parents.
Okay.
To my friends. And to my friends, I just told them, going out with friends. So because I have friends who envy me actually, mm-hmm. because I keep traveling and they didn't have time.
Okay.
So I asked both of them, but my intention was to go solo, so I just confused them telling I'm going with them and the vice versa, and
okay.
I just went on a trip and came back secretly.
That's nice. So being a woman, do other caution you excessively?
Yes.
About traveling?
Yes. People, there are hundreds of people, especially parents and the relatives, who are, I can say, they spy over me because they can't let their daughters and sons go. And as usual, the daughters and sons, they just target at me and telling, see, she's doing and why can't I? And that's when they come back to my parents and tell, how can you send a girl travel so much?
Mm-hmm.
And it's been just 2 solo trips that I've been so far.
Okay.
And people comment so much. And one thing I should be thankful is for my parents, because they trust me.
Okay.
And they said, okay, I trust you. I know you will never go wrong, and keep up that. And I just inform, I share the location of every place I go, and I inform about the people.
Mm-hmm.
I share everybody's contact with them. So, yeah, they do believe me and that is how it helps me. And I just don't care about the people who talk about Inspire anymore.
The next question for you is, what skills have you acquired, tested, confirmed, lacked or recognized that you need during your trips?
The one quality I've acquired and I'm proud of it is patience, the first thing. I used to be a very aggressive and a short-tempered person.
Okay.
And traveling requires a lot of patience. Like, you will encounter situations where people insult you and just rude to you. And you'll have to deal with them with a lot of patience. You can't just get angry and start fighting back with them because you're in an unknown place and it's not safe for you as well.
Yeah.
So you should know how to handle it with a smile and patience. You shouldn't lose your temper.
Okay.
And second thing is the value of food. Like, I can see I can be a brand ambassador of Snickers because I survive on Snickers all in all my trips. Just like I said, the first trek to Kumar Parvata, we stayed there for 2.5 days and you can find anything else except for a place which is called Butter Mane. They serve only white rice and sambar, which is just hot water with some chili powder.
Okay.
And people crave and eat like loads together, which is not healthy as well. And Snickers will help you sustain the time. And yeah, value of food is important because I come back home and whatever my mom prepares, even if it's not tasty, I just don't eat. But I go back there, just a water with chili powder is survival. So I realized that and now I don't comment on anything which is bad. I just try to finish it and not waste it.
Okay.
That's another quality that I... And the third quality is self-confidence. I am confident that I can survive and win anything and do anything in a world, face any situation and meet people and convince them, be happy with them and get along with them as well.
Okay. But how do you trust people when you meet them for the first time, especially in places like this, when it's a new person to you?
I meet them and get to know them only as much as I need to. I don't get along very closely and I know the limit. So how close I should get and how safe it is for me. I don't go beyond getting close, beyond that.
Okay.
So that is an advantage and that is what you should know. Because that is when you might get misused. So they'll take advantage of you. And you shouldn't show that you're an outsider and a tourist when you're traveling. They will rip you in parts.
Okay.
And there can be life-threatening situations as well. Mm-hmm. So hopefully, I don't... we'll have to face that situation later on in life. Because I do research a lot before I travel.
All right. That's really nice. What is your advice for female solo travelers that you want to tell them?
Yes, please inform your parents. Though I travel solo, I just give the details of all the places I visit and I keep sending them live locations. If not your parents, at least inform the friends or anybody close to you so that even if something happens to you or something goes wrong, people will be able to come and help you out.
Yes.
So please share the locations and keep informed.
And do some research as well.
Yes, research is a lot necessary for any small trek or a bigger trek because you'll have to know how the weather is, how the people are and what you need for survival.
Yeah, this is quite an important question actually. Does your work hours affect your travel times and do you plan around your work or set time apart for traveling?
I should tell that I am glad I have good managers and TLs in the current office.
Okay.
Because every time I just go to them and tell I am planning for a vacation or I'm planning for a trek, I need leave. They just tell yes and encourage me because it is very rare they find in a corporate world for a woman who travels.
Yeah.
Especially into trekking. So they do encourage. And there are a few people who are not into it and they just tell no. Like the previous manager I had, he used to not give leaves at all.
Okay.
He used to tell, why do you have to travel? There is so much work pending. Who will finish the work?
Oh, okay.
I said, if I have to finish the work, I will do it before I go. And it is the leaves that I have that I'm taking.
Yes.
So yeah, you'll have to deal with all these things. And I plan a trip where I save all my leaves beforehand. And during that month, I will go on a short trip on the weekends where I can go start traveling on a Friday night and come back by Monday morning.
Okay.
So basically, I just want to travel and I can't go out of it. So I will plan accordingly.
Do you find it hard going back to office on the Monday morning?
It is like a school kid going back after a vacation.
You feel like crying.
The same thing happened when I finished my solo trip on my birthday. When I went back home, I took an extra day of leave so that I had to convince myself I have to go to office tomorrow. And I go back to office to a horrible day, which was full of the backlogs that I had the previous week. Okay. So I was about to cry and I said, no, I've grown up. I shouldn't do that.
Like this Sochcast? Tune in for more with the Sochcast app from the Google Play Store.
So here is another question. I think it is quite repetitive. The question is, have you ever been to a place where it was very hard for you to stay? How did you manage?
I can say that I haven't faced that situation more number of times because I do the research, and if I don't find an accommodation, if I find the place is safe, I just walk up to a random house where they just have a space in front of their house, and I ask them, can I just set up a tent here and stay for a night? And people in India, as I said, are warm and very friendly. They just not only give the place to stay, they just give me food for the night as well as the morning until I get back and leave that place. So yeah, but you should be prepared in hand. So I always carry my tent even if it is for a small vacation, because you never know what goes wrong. So you should be prepared well in advance to face anything.
Do you love stargazing?
I love it. And traveling to a mountain place will always give the best view for that, because traveling there, you just open your eyes in the night and all you see is a bed of clouds and stars.
I think this tents are a lifesaver for you at these kind of places.
Yeah, it is a lifesaver, because working in corporate, you are Monday to Friday, you just work, and for me, where the location is Whitefield and I stay in Vijayanagar, traveling 4 hours a day is horrible.
For people outside Bangalore, if you don't know what the traffic of Whitefield is, please do some research. You're going to know about it.
You can actually go on a trip to outside and come back rather than traveling from my home to my office.
I think that's a big hurdle in everyday.
So the Monday to Friday is very stressful. So I just go up to a mountain, just gaze the stars and relax, and I'm refreshed and charged for the next week.
That's nice. Regarding your blog that you're doing, what are the social sites that you use for blogging, and do you keep a personal journal for all the places that you have visited as such?
I am yet to start on my blog page, but as of now, I have an Instagram account called The Hungry Backpacker.
Yes.
So I do maintain a journal. It's basically my personal diary. I write down the places. I write a story of the whole day when I'm traveling. I just start from where I had tea, what I spent. It is also my expense book, I can say.
Okay.
I write each and everything. So that is also a memory, and I take pictures.
Mm-hmm.
I just take a printout of that and just paste it in the page where I write the story so that I can relate to that. Even if I forget the story, I just look at the picture and the story just comes back.
So we are coming towards the end of the segment, and this is something for people who are aspiring to start their journey of traveling or solo traveling. So what place would you suggest for someone who is new to traveling? It could be, let's make two categories.
Yes.
One as group and one as solo traveling.
Group, I can say if you are going in a monsoon, the best places would be Kudremukha, Chikmagalur, the Mulayanagiri Trek, Kodachadri, all these places. Another hint and a suggestion that I would like to give is do a research, because there are hardly few homestays which give you accommodation, and that will be almost 30 kilometers away from the trek place. So that is ideal if you're going on a group. So if you're traveling solo, you can start off with some small places like Mangalore, Gokarna for a beach vacation. because that's a very safe place, and for solo travelers, another advantage is the hostels, that it is safe and you'll have dormitories. You'll get to meet a lot of people from different places.
Oh yes, I remember this amazing experience when you speak of hostel.
Yeah.
I'd been to Goa. I'm generally a person who either chooses OYO or Airbnb.
Yeah.
And the first time I had this experience where I stayed in Woke hostels, Woke Morjam.
Yes.
And those bunker beds, the pool, and the kind of people that you get to interact with, travelers from different countries and different cities. It's an amazing experience actually to stay in hostel. And also the other thing that I found was it's not expensive actually.
Yeah.
Hostels are not expensive and they are safe. And you have Wi-Fi.
Yes, yes.
So that's one thing that I really learned staying in hostel.
Yeah. So my experience of staying in hostel was I usually prefer staying in Zostel, which is quite famous.
Okay.
There are in a few places. Mm-hmm. And the one I went in Gokarna was a place called Tripur. It is an amazing place. You just walk some 30 steps and right in front of you is the beach. And the beach is not crowded at all. It is like exclusively for the people who stay in Tripur. It is not that, but people hardly walk such a distance because it's in the outskirts. So you just walk 20 steps and you have the beach right in front of you. And there I met so many people who are from different countries, different places.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this young girl who was in her 12th who had come solo. That's when I realized, okay, even if it's late, I took a right decision. I went there in 2017. So I think I had finished my graduation by then. So yeah, I started my solo from there and I got an inspiration as well from that little young girl. And she was facing the same situation. She didn't inform her parents. They kept doing video calls and she had to hide. So I just became her random college friend at that time because I had to speak to her mom. And she introduced me that she's my college mate. So yeah, that kind of funny
like
experiences.
Supporting each other as well there.
Yeah, and there was a Spanian who had come. She was traveling from almost 3.5 years. It's been 3 years that she left her place when I met her. And she's been traveling extensively all over India. Still in touch with her and she just tells, I left. I wanted to travel and India is the best place I can experience all weathers, all temperatures, all places. I felt proud of India at that time.
Yeah, it's true actually. With every few kilometers, the culture changes, the language changes, and you get to explore a lot of things. It could be cultural diversity, it could be cuisine change and everything.
Yeah.
And you being a person who's traveled the length and breadth almost all the places, I'm pretty sure you have experienced everything almost as of now.
Yes, I've experienced it, but I'm looking forward to experience more. Another point I would like to add is I love the way she enjoyed the local food there. I couldn't eat the fish there, which was super spicy. I was literally in tears because it was that spicy. And she was just relaxing, enjoying it and told, this is what I like. That is why I came back to India. And I said, good. I am proud of you and I would look up to you any day is what I gave her as a compliment and came back.
Which is the place you feel is left out that you haven't visited in India yet?
Oh, there are many places that I'm yet to travel.
Despite the huge list, you have places left out.
Yes, I haven't been to Jaipur and all those cities and yet to cover the Gulf of Kutch. And apart from that, Tamil Nadu, Kerala, surrounding I've finished and I'll have to go to the west as well. Mm-hmm. The only place I've covered there is Meghalaya.
Have you been to the place called Dong?
No.
Okay.
I am yet to go to Chirapunji as well.
Okay.
That is on my list. That needs a lot of research. So maybe down the line next year, I'll be accomplishing that as well.
So yeah, you almost partially revealed about the next trip that you'll be going in the month of Feb. Can you just tell a little bit more in details about it?
So I just came through a random post on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like, now that I've traveled and I am more into trekking that I visited Himalaya, I thought I just want to go on a travel. So that random post on Instagram told that there's a 10-day trip to Spiti Valley and the perfect season was Feb when it snowed and snow is still there. And it's not too cold, it's not too sunny because it's almost the end of winter and the start of summer.
Yes.
So I just inquired them and they told this is the dates that we'll be traveling. I just went back to office and asked this is the number of days I need leave. And yes. My manager right away said, okay, I'm proud of you and you're achieving something. Just go. Don't tell anybody. Don't reveal it to anybody in the team. Said, and I'm like, okay, the immediate thing is I contacted that person and booked the slot. Okay. So I'm excited for that trip.
Last question.
Yes.
Is you have inspired a lot of people to travel and you've been helping people to travel. You know, it could be taking your friends along with you, people who are interested, they tag along with you. I've seen that quite a few posts. If there is anybody as such, our listener, who wants to tag along with you on your upcoming journeys, how could they reach out to you?
They can just reach out to my Instagram page, which is The Hungry Backpacker. You can just DM me in that and I will always be there to help.
All right. That's nice. It was an amazing conversation with Sanjana. I got to learn a lot of things. She has inspired me to take up my first solo travel. And I think the first place that comes to my mind when I think of it is Pondicherry.
Yes.
That I would love to do it.
Yes.
And in fact, you've told me a couple of times about it when we spoke. And I think I'm going to do it. And that's it for today. That's a wrap for this week. Thank you so much for getting through to the end of the episode. If you like our podcast, do spread the word. Thank you for joining us on this amazing journey. You can follow us on Instagram. Our handle is The Reality Talk Show. We are on Facebook as well. Thank you all so much. Thank you, Sanjana.
Thank you. Thank you for having me over the show.
Thank you. See you all next episode.